Welcome to the Expert Witness Playbook, where medicine meets law and practical experience. My name's Chris Woodruff, and I'll be the host and interviewer for these podcasts.
And I'm Brian Woodruff. I'm a pediatric neurologist, and if you didn't already know, we're brothers. And I've been an expert witness now for over 15 years. And this idea came about recently, and so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So this first episode, we're just going to go through what we're planning, what the vision of this is, and you know what? We'd love to get feedback in the future on what you would like to see also, but we have many episodes planned, so we'll be bringing them out every week or two, and let's get started.
I think it'd be good for us to just let them know who we are. Maybe you could get started. You have a lot of experience with podcasting.
Yeah, so I've been podcasting since 2008. And I'm in technology. So I'm actually starting a technology expert witness kind of side hustle or side gig. So you helping my brother do this, but he's also helping me with the being an expert witness. He's in the medical side, I'm in the technology side. So we're gonna get kind of a good kind of drift back and forth, so to say.
Yeah, so again, I'm Brian Woodruff. I'm a board certified pediatric neurologist. I've been in practice for a little over 20 years, but I've been asked to be an expert for both plaintiff and defense for over 15 years. And I've learned a lot in those 15 years. I've made a fair number of mistakes during that time. And through those mistakes, I hope to help you not make some of those. I think we're all gonna make some mistakes as we're going along, setting things up and getting things going. But what prompted this podcast was I get asked a lot from colleagues about, you know, about being an expert. It seems very mysterious to a lot of people. And they want to know, you know, how to get set up or how to get known or what are some of the details. And that's really what this podcast is going to be about, is if you started and then you can follow along. I'll talk about my journey and what things have worked well for me and what haven't. I think there's some things that I'm going to learn along the way from Chris. He's also known as Woody. Actually, we're both known as Woody, but he's older than me, so I'll defer to him. But Woody, he's going to go through some things that I hope I'm going to learn more, and maybe I'll even change some of my practice based on some of the newer technology about running an expert witness practice.
Yeah, but we also want to disclose that all of this advice is not legally binding. So if we tell you something, it's from our experience. And if you have really any questions, you should reach out to a lawyer or someone that works with expert witnesses to get the kind of know-how from the legal side. We are planning on having some lawyers come in and get interviewed and discuss what they go through on a daily basis dealing with these trials and expert witnesses. But I just wanted to clarify that this is really for building some general knowledge. But if you have specific questions, you should probably talk to a lawyer or someone that has the legal knowledge from the expert witness side.
Yeah, I think that's good. Bottom line, we're not lawyers. We're not given a legal advice.
Yes. So, Brian, tell me how you got into being an expert witness, and then we'll kind of wrap things up on this episode. It's going to be, this one's going to be more about knowing you and where you came from.
Yeah. So my background, I did a very traditional sort of went to undergrad, graduated from the University of Michigan, and went to medical school right after undergrad at Michigan State University, and then went on and did my postgraduate training in pediatrics and pediatric neurology. A few years, probably several years after I was in practice, board certified, I was contacted by an attorney. I had zero experience on how to be an expert witness. I think I knew that there were expert witnesses out there, hadn't thought about it before, knew nothing about it. But there was a defense attorney on a car accident case that had gotten a hold of me that was local within an hour of where I was practicing in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and had asked me if I would review a case of a child having a head injury. And that sort of set things in motion. I became interested. It was a completely new endeavor that I was doing, and it was different than getting to practice medicine because you could spend more time on the records and kind of dig deeper. And so that's really what started it probably at least 15 years ago.
So, Brian, what if I was a doctor, what would you say, what's the bare minimum that I should be looking at from the experience of a physician to being an expert witness? Like, can someone fresh out of medical school be a expert witness, or do you think you need to build up some knowledge and some credibility?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's built into the name. You have to be an expert. So ultimately, a judge is going to have to qualify you as an expert if it makes it to trial. And there are legal standards, which I don't have as far as how people get qualified as an expert. I know that personally, having years of experience in a very focused field like pediatric neurology, and having a board certification from an external organization, and I've never had trouble being qualified as an expert. And probably down the road, we may have an attorney come in and talk about some of those things, but I think that's the minimum. You have to have the knowledge, experience, training, and education that would ultimately qualify you as an expert.
Yeah, and one thing that was interesting, you have to be a practicing physician to be an expert witness. Correct?
Yeah, well, for the most part, it certainly is helpful because while you're practicing, you're staying knowledgeable, and not that when you fall out of practice or retire, but it becomes more challenging getting qualified, and attorneys wanting to hire you is what I've discovered and what I've heard. I still love to practice medicine, and so I have no desire to leave that side. But there are people that want to leave medicine and continue with their expert witness work, and I've heard that becomes challenging.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap things up now, but remember, being an expert witness is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We're going to teach you how to do it slowly and build up the resources that you need. So everything from starting your own business, because you want to start a business to take in that revenue, and everything that comes along with it, accounting and wages. I mean, just being a doctor and giving your expert witness testimony is just the start of being an expert witness. There's a lot more that comes with it that you have to take care of. You have to take care of like some things like tracking what cases you're on. You have to be diligent on meeting deadlines.
Yeah.
So are there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, that's, we're going to talk about that in some future episodes, but there's a lot of stuff, unbillable time that goes on the back end of keeping things going. And I think that's where some experts create problems for themselves because either they don't have the knowledge or the time to do it well. So in our next episode, we're going to discuss sort of the how and the why. Why would you want to be an expert? And what are sort of the bare minimum things that you need to be able to accomplish in order to be successful?
Yeah, and with that, we're going to sign off for this first episode. So thank you. And if you did like this and you're watching this on YouTube, please go down and like and subscribe to the channel. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and I think also you can find me on LinkedIn and also at more information about my expert witness, my specific expert witness practice at childneurologyexpert.com. Thank you.